You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Bringing you the flippity flip flop that just won't stop, I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator. This week back on the scene with my jukebox record machine and another edition of the Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, truly the soul that came before rock and roll. And last week we began a two-part feature on the year 1956, Jukebox Rhythm Review. It's now time for part two. In part one, we focused on the first half of 1956, records that jumped off the jukeboxes from January through June. This week we pick it up in July and carry it on through December as we put the jukebox itself in the spotlight. 1956. The year President Dwight D. Eisenhower won re-election by quite a large margin. He took 86% of the Electoral College and 57.5% of the popular vote. At the grocery store in 56, a gallon of milk was 97 cents and bread was 18 cents a loaf. Eggs were 45 cents a dozen and coffee was 69 cents a pound. A six-pack of Rheingold beer would put you out $1.20. You could send a letter for 3 cents, and the average home cost $22,000. The average yearly income was about $4,500, and a brand new car would put you back between $1,500 and about $4,000. Now, let's see what was spinning on the jukeboxes in July 1956. Muddy Waters, who charted Trouble No More in last week's show, is back with 40 Days and 40 Nights. It was recorded in Chicago on February 2nd, 1956, and features Little Walter on blues harp, Jimmy Rogers and Pat Hare on guitars, Otis Spann is playing the piano, the great Willie Dixon's on bass, and Francis Clay is on the tubs. 40 Days and 40 Nights was one of Muddy Waters' most popular tunes of 56, and it charted to number 7 on the jukeboxes. It's going to kick off this week's Juke in the Back. Here's 40 Days and 40 Nights as we spotlight the biggest rhythm and blues records of 1956.
40 days and 40 nights since my baby left this town. Shining all day long, but the rain keep coming down. She's my life, I need her soul. Why she left, I just don't know. 40 days and 40 nights since I sat right down and cried. Keep raining all the time, but the river is running dry. Lord, help me, it just ain't right. I love that girl with all of my mind. 40 days and 40 nights since my baby broke my heart. Searching for every while, like a blind man in the dark. Love can make a poor man rich, or make his heart I don't know when. We'll be right back. night, like a ship out on the sea. Praying for her each night that she would come back home to me. Life and love is right. I hope she come back home tonight.
In the jungle while I was trying to keep a date with my little girl who was back in the States. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But I was out of know that the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle. The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let me promise. You know your old time lover hasn't got a chance. He's stranded in the jungle, saddest he can be. So come on, Rudy, baby, just you and me.
And meanwhile, back in the jungle. Out the pot and I finally got away, frantic and worried about what my baby would say. So I jumped in the ocean and started to swim, for my chance of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed down a whale who was in my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. And when I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead, but my soul was gone, and here's what I said.
Great Stranded in the Jungle, originally written and recorded by the Jayhawks on Flash Records. The Jayhawks version was recorded just a few weeks before the Cadets. Theirs went to number 10 on the boxes, baby. But the Cadets' version was earning more nickels as it went to number 5 on the jukeboxes in July. It's actually a number 4 record because it scored number 4 on the best sellers chart. But we're not talking about the best sellers here, man. We're talking about the ones that the kids were spending their hard-earned nickels on. Like this next tune, which was a bona fide hit no matter which way you look at it. It's Little Willie John getting it on to the break of dawn with Fever, spinning off of King Records. Now, Fever was issued in May, but didn't rise to number 1 until July 21st of 56. It was number 1 on the Airplay chart for 5 weeks, number 1 on the Bestsellers chart for 3 weeks, and number 1 on the Jukebox chart for only 1 week. So it was getting heard more on the radio than it was getting spins in the jukes. But what makes this even a bigger hit is that it crossed over to number 24 on the pop charts. So both white and black audiences were buying this one. So here's Little Willie John with Fever, as we spotlight the second half of 1956 on this week's Juke in the Back.
Get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Listen to me, baby, hear every word I say. They don't know how to love you my way. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Bless my soul, I love you. Take this heart away. Just believe in what my lips have to say. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. Treat me right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night.
Treasure of Love. And you know that one is going to be a winner, because Clyde McFadder ain't getting any thinner. That was Clyde's third charting single of 1956 and his first of three career number ones as a solo artist. He had left the Drifters the year before. What's interesting about Treasure of Love is it only went to number one on the jukebox chart. It hit number two on airplay and number three on the bestsellers list. So it shows that more people were requesting that song in the boxes than were actually buying the records or hearing them on the radio. Up next, we have Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers with the follow-up to I Want You to Be My Girl, which was their follow-up to their big number one, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? It's Who Can Explain, and it spins off of G Records, where it made number seven on the jukebox chart in August of 1956, a year that saw other kiddie groups follow in the footsteps of Frankie Lymon. Jimmy Castor formed the Juniors, and they recorded a song he penned called I Promise to Remember, which was then covered by Frankie Lymon himself. We also saw a group called the Youngsters score with first Shattered Dreams and then Dreamy Eyes later in 1956. By 58, the Students would be singing I'm So Young, backed with Every Day of the Week. So as you can see, the kiddie sound started by Frankie Lymon was really catching fire. Here are Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers from August of 56 with Who Can Explain, as we drop another nickel in the juke in the back. And the soul that came before rock and roll. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Pamela Isabel, Michael Carey, Carmine Mastrogiovanni, Valerie from Queens. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart say go, go, have a time for Saturday night. Now I'm feeling fine, I'm on a rock it up. Union Hall, when the joints start jumping, I have a ball, I'm gonna rock it up. tonight. Along about 10, I'll be flying high, walk on out unto the sky. But I don't care if I spend my gold, cause tonight I'm gonna be one happy soul. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rock it up and ball tonight.
Richard, who was having an amazing year in 1956. He charted 8 songs and 5 singles. You see, 3 of those singles were double-sided hits. He had already scored a number one earlier in the year with Long Tall Sally. And that one, Rip It Up, makes it his second number one of 56. On August 4th, it hit number one on the jukebox chart for 2 weeks. It stalled at number 2 on the airplay chart. I think it went to number 1 on the jukeboxes because both black and white listeners were dropping those nickels in. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues, as we honor the biggest jukebox rhythm and blues records of 1956. This is part 2 of my 2-part feature, and up next is arguably the biggest rhythm and blues record of the year, Honky Tonk Part 1 and 2 from Bill Doggett. This King record sold well over 1 million copies and topped all 3 of the R&B lists. On August 25th, it hit number 1 on the bestsellers list for 13 solid weeks. It topped the airplay chart for 5 weeks and only topped the jukebox chart for 1 week. But the real killer here is that it crossed over and went to number 2 on the pop chart, making it one of the biggest records of the year no matter what chart you're looking at. Now, organist and band leader Bill Doggett had been around for quite a while. He was born in 1916 in Philadelphia. He was playing in professional bands around Philadelphia by the time he was a teenager. By the 1930s, he was working with Lucky Millinder and Frank Fairfax. He was then hired as pianist for the Ink Spots in 1942. In 1947, he replaced Wild Bill Davis as the piano player for Louis Jordan's Timpani 5. Doggett started recording for King Records in 1951, and as soon as rhythm and blues rose and rock and roll broke, he was right there, at the ripe old age of 40. Honky Tonk is one of the greatest instrumentals of all time, and features Clifford Scott on sax and Bill Doggett himself on organ. So here we go, baby, spinning off of King Records. Here's Bill Doggett with Honky Tonk Parts 1 and 2, right here on the Juke in the Back.
kinda lucky. My luck was running slow. The last hand I caught four aces and the police broke down the door. I said, Lord, Lord, what can a poor boy do? Well, ain't it bad when you can't make no money? Seems like all the bad break will come to you. Yeah, I got home this morning. She was looking kind of funny. She said, don't come in, Daddy, Daddy, unless you got some money. And I said, oh, Lord, what can a poor boy do? Well, ain't it tough when you can't make no money without your woman turning her back on you? Yeah. For some dinner, she looked at me like a fool. She said, I'm playing checkers, Daddy, and I think it's your time to move. I said, oh, Lord, what can a poor boy do? Yeah, it's bad when you can't make no money and your woman turn her back on you.
Oh man, just from those opening guitar licks, you know that's Riley B.B. King playing Lucille. Ooh, mercy! Since he began recording at the end of 1951, B.B. King had already scored 3 number one hits. He wouldn't have any more number ones, but he had several number twos. That one, Bad Luck, went to number 3 on the jukebox list in September of 56. Its flip side, Sweet Little Angel, also charted, going to number 6. B.B. King, the King of the Blues. I'm Matt the Cat as we feature the biggest jukebox jivers from the second half of 1956, from July through December. Right now we're sitting pretty in late September as we grab another 78 from a cool shaker and a real earthquaker. I'm talking about Laverne Baker. This is another double-sider, but 1956 was not a great year for Laverne Baker hits-wise. This one, I Can't Love You Enough, went to number 7 on the jukebox chart. Its flip side, Still, made number 4 on the airplay chart, but failed to make the jukebox list. Her fortunes would turn around by December, as Atlantic issued her next single, Jim Dandy, which would top the chart in 57 and become her second best-selling hit of her career. Here's Laverne Baker spinning off Atlantic Records from late September of 56 with I Can't Love You Enough.
Love.
It's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're going to spin a fantabulous instrumental from a cat named Gus Jenkins, although he went on record as Gus Jenkins. He was born in Birmingham, but made his name in Chicago recording for Chess Records. He was a pianist, a sometimes vocalist, and a band leader. He moved to Los Angeles in the mid-1950s and started recording for several labels. In 1956, he cut Tricky for Flash Records. It was a number two jukin' smash from December of 56, and it even crossed over to make number 79 on the pop charts. It's this week's Great 78. Gus Jenkins with Tricky. Thank you.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the back.
Now my room has got two windows, but the sun shall never come through. You know it's always dark and dreary since I broke off, baby, with you. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue, and it's all because of you. I live on
Lonely Avenue.
Oh,
Lonely,
yes, sir. Now you know my covers, it feel like lead, and my pillow, it feel like stone. Well, I toss and turn, so every night I'm not used to being alone. I live on a Lonely Avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do. Since you left this town, you know if I could beg or borrow the money, child, I would be a highway bound. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue. You know it's all because of you.
Brother Ray Charles with a big one from October of 56. That's Lonely Avenue, featuring, of course, the Raylettes on backing vocal and spinning off Atlantic Records. That one went to number 6 on the jukebox chart, and if you remember back to last week's program, he had Drown in My Own Tears top the chart back in March. Now it's time for your 1956 sports break. It was the New York Yankees over the Brooklyn Dodgers 4-3 in the 56 World Series. Yanks pitcher Don Larsen pitched the only perfect game in World Series history. In basketball, the Philadelphia Warriors won 4-1 over the Fort Worth Pistons. In football, it was the New York Giants over the Chicago Bears 47-7 in the NFL Championship. In boxing, Rocky Marciano retires as the only undefeated heavyweight champion of the world. His record, 49-0. The current heavyweight champion in 1956 is Floyd Patterson. And in hockey for the Stanley Cup, the Montreal Canadiens beat the Detroit Red Wings 4-1. Now back to the Juke. This would be the first charter for the Dells, a vocal group that had a very long career stretching into the early 80s. They charted at least 41 records, and this was their first, hitting number 5 on the jukebox chart in November of 56. It actually went to number 4 on the airplay list. Here are the Dells off of VJ Records with Oh, What a Night on the Juke in the Back.
you're a thousand miles away, but I still have your love to remember you by. Oh, my darling, dry your eyes. Daddy's coming home soon. On my knees every day, all I do is pray, baby, just for you. Hope you always want me to. Daddy's coming home soon. But no matter what the day is, I'm going to make it my business to get home soon. Your eyes, Daddy's coming home soon.
As you can hear, that vocal group sound was alive and well in 1956. That's James Shep Shepherd with The Heartbeats and A Thousand Miles Away. It originally waxed off of Hall Records, but then was picked up by George Goldner's Rama label. James Shepherd wrote it and, of course, would follow it up years later with Shep in the Limelights and Daddy's Home. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed the last two programs on the year 1956. Jukebox Rhythm Review. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune in here for your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Let's close down the program with the biggest record of the year by the biggest artist of the year. He appealed to both black and white listeners. I'm talking about the future king, Elvis Presley. Don't Be Cruel was written by Otis Blackwell, one of the top African-American songwriters of his day, and a guy who I believe is still highly underrated. Blackwell gave up 50% of his publishing rights to the song so that Presley would record it. So Elvis gets co-writing credit even though he didn't write a word of the tune. As a songwriter, you had to do what you had to do to get your song recorded. On the pop charts, the single was an absolute monster. Don't Be Cruel, along with its flip side, Hound Dog, remained on top of the pop charts for a whopping 11 straight weeks, a record that wouldn't be broken until the 1990s. Over on the R&B charts, Elvis was no slouch either. Don't Be Cruel hit number one for 6 weeks on the jukebox chart. It was number one on the bestsellers chart for only 1 week. And airplay-wise, it only made it to number two, thus showing that the R&B audience was requesting it heavily on jukeboxes, it wasn't getting as much radio play on black stations, and it wasn't selling quite as hot as it was over on the pop side. But still, a monster record, and one to end the year 1956, and this week's Jukebox Rhythm Review, here on the Juke in the Back. I'll catch you on the flip side next time. Have a great week, everybody. And now, Elvis with Don't Be Cruel.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come
At least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.